Yeah, we're only two sleeps away from the start of the NRL season kicking off between the Melbourne Storm and the Brisbane Broncos. Then on Friday night, you've got Newcastle Knights taking on the Cronulla Sharks. You've also got the Roosters up against the South Sydney Rabbitohs. And on Saturday, the West Tigers are playing at home against Manly at Leichhardt Oval.
Leichhardt Oval.
There should be a packed house there if the weather is fine. And joining us on the line this morning is West Tigers back rower Elijah Taylor. Good morning, Elijah.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, going very well, mate. More importantly, how are you? And you must be excited. The season's just about upon us.
Yeah, really excited. Can't wait. We've trained so hard since November 1. It's been a tough preseason, and it's just good to be back playing football again.
How's it been under Michael Maguire? We all hear he's a bit of a tough taskmaster. Exactly what you expected?
Exactly what we expected. It's been a very physically demanding preseason. It's been very relentless, but you know, as a club, as a playing group, you know, that's what we needed. And yeah, we've learned a lot over the last 3 months about ourselves and about our team, and we're just looking forward to getting up there and playing some football on Saturday.
Elijah, 5 wins from your first 6 matches last season, and we just showed a couple of highlights of that opening round where you knocked over the Sydney Roosters, the premiers. You need to make that sort of start again. What was the secret?
I think I was just completing sets. Early in our NRL games, you know, you just want to play a mistake-free footy and just complete your sets and get through your sets and just build pressure that way. And remembering back to the game, it was a very low-scoring game, and that's all we did. That's all we focused on, is just get your completions in, kick to the corners, and defend well.
Yeah, last year, Elijah, you won 5 from your first 6, and then you faded out towards the back end of the season. There were 7 from your last 18. What have you done differently this year, and why won't that happen?
I think our training sessions towards the back end of our session has really increased, and that's a place that we've noticed that we drop off in games towards the back end of halves. There was a lot of games last year we were winning at half time, and then we'd get pipped right at the end. So, yeah, we identified it's a bit of, you know, lacking that mental toughness maybe towards the back end of games, and just our execution towards the back end as well. It always seems to fall off. So that's what we've been focusing over the preseason.
Yeah, you've got a couple of experienced players, including yourself. You've got Farrah and Marshall and a number of other experienced players.
Robbie.
What type of influence have you had to have on this squad, given you've got some young players in there?
I've always, you know, played my career, just being selfless. I've built my career off that, working hard off the ball, working hard at training, doing a lot of extras and helping the young blokes that are coming through our West Tigers system. And that's what I've done in my previous clubs, Panthers and Warriors, and I'll continue to do that. But I always try and have that effect on our young players to work hard off the ball and be selfless for your teammates and put the team first.
Robbie gets the first crack at the number 6 jumper ahead of Reynolds.
Benji.
Oh, I'm not sure, to be honest. Yeah, it's up to our coach to make the decision. He's got some big decisions to make. They're both very high-quality players, and they mean a lot to the West Tigers. So, yeah, I'm glad that's not my decision, but I'm sure both of them will be playing on the weekend.
Right. Yeah, you know, you had some experienced players there, and Michael Maguire made a tough decision and a surprise choice in a new captain in Moses Umbai. Why was he the standout choice to captain this club this year?
Moe, everybody loves Moe, and ever since he came from the Bulldogs halfway through last season, you could tell he was a natural leader, and you could tell that he's a player that, you know, you want your younger boys to look up to. You know, he's very professional. He's, you know, always first on the field and always the last on the field. So, you know, he's a great captain to lead us forward in the coming years.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Elijah Taylor from the West Tigers, and it's going to be a cracking game come the weekend. They made such a great start last year. Elijah, Luke Brooks is coming off a really good season where there was a lot of maturity. Can he get to another level, Luke Brooks?
I believe he can, and I believe under Michael Maguire, it's going to go to that another level because you look at the halves he had at South Sydney and the halves he had at Wigan. They were instrumental in their success. They were vital for their success. You see Adam Reynolds and players like Tommy Luluai and what he's sharing with Brooks here in our spine. I think it's going to be very special to see the next level that Luke Brooks can get to.
Yeah, the player I'm interested in is Ryan Madison, your off-season recruit from the Roosters. Will he start on that right edge? And if he does, it just gives you another element to your attack.
A huge element, because he is. I didn't know how big he was. He's huge.
Yeah,
he's a big duck rower. He's young. He's got a lot of enthusiasm, and he's a ball player as well, and a very good ball player. So, and he's got good feet. So when you add that all together, you've got a big back roll with ball skills and good feet, and he's running at the opposition third man, usually a half. He's going to cause some headaches, and hopefully Matty can do that on Saturday.
And the other one for me is that your trial form, where's it been? And I watched that game against the Warriors. And I know you can read into trial form what you want, but were you happy with that game against the Warriors? And what needs to be different when you take on Manly this weekend?
Well, you can never be happy losing, but it is a trial game, and there was no 2 points up for grabs. So this week there is, and obviously, defensively, small elements of our defence really let us down in that game. The Warriors' back five, Fisitua and Ken Mamalo, very hard to stop, and they got the Warriors' sets off to a great start every time. So, defensively, we just need to be tighter around the ruck and slow down their play the ball. And you do that, and then it gives your whole defensive line a better chance of defending well.
Well, Elijah, you told us it was all about completing those sets of six, and judging by the weather forecast for the rest of the week, we're expecting showers for the rest of the week, including Saturday and Saturday afternoon. We hope that clears up because we love a sunny afternoon at Leichhardt Oval. Elijah Taylor, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.